Well, Darrell, watching the livestock futures today, and particularly the cattle futures, some bigger losses experienced today, and we've talked about the trend downward in those markets for a while. Is this a continuation of what we've been seeing here?
Very much a continuation pattern. The first alert, I guess, or break, significant break in the market happened in early January, and that corresponded with some fairly major long-term highs that stretched back, I would say, about 2 or 3 years. And there's just been, a convergence of factors since then that have served to move this market sharply lower in the last 2 months.
Now, we've talked in the past about, some of the margins being experienced in the feeding sector influencing that. Is that still playing into this here, Darrell?
Very much so. If we just use futures prices in the more forward months, the negative margins have actually got worse, Ray, since we've been speaking in the last 2 months. And so unless something corrects here, either stronger fat cattle prices or weaker grain prices, the feeder cattle market in particular is still very much overpriced in relation to what a cattle feeder would be able to make a profit at these levels.
So what we're seeing right now could be lasting for a little while, Darrell?
Well, I'm just going to focus here on the fat cattle or live cattle market. We are approaching now some longer-term weekly lows. It would take us back to last summer around the 78-cent mark. But if we stretch it beyond there, it would take us back to values that we haven't traded at since about January, February of 2004, and that's found more at the 73-cent level. So the market seems to still have a head of steam on to the downside, so it looks like there's a good potential here for further weakness in the market.
Now, Darrell, are there some factors, like we talk about the margins being negative for cattle feeders, are there some factors which are keeping that down even in the public sector these days?
Well, I think what's a particularly negative factor right now is the widespread publicity that's been given to these disease issues, in the poultry sector. Now we've got some disease issues in the hog sector. And all these things, of course, are somewhat shaking confidence in the market until these disease factors get cleared up. So I'd say the psychology is just generally negative, as well as the actual dollars and cents of trying to make a profit in the industry right now.
What's the impact of the USDA's seeding intentions and stocks report from last Friday? Is that influencing this as well?
I would say if you were doing your pencil work here and calculating whether there's a profit to be feeding cattle down the road. We had a very significant change in potential acreage this year, and corn being cut over 2 million acres, which I believe is a modern time low or in terms of total number of acres cut this early in the year. That portends for potentially higher corn prices going down the road, which would be another negative factor in feeding cattle.
Darrell, well, all these things are kind of pushing prices down here. We've talked a lot about interest rates and its influence. Does it play any factor here?
Well, I don't know that a lot of people would be paying a lot of attention to this issue, Ray, but clearly the cost of money is going up, and not dramatically and quickly, but sort of in a creeping-like pattern. We've spoke, of course, about the Bankers Acceptance contract that trades in Montreal, which is a very close proxy for the prime rate of interest, and that market is also starting to move into new lows on the contract, which portends higher interest rates down the road. So cost of money, another negative factor in the equation. If you need any further information, contact Darrell at 1-800-277-9524 or visit the website keystonetrading.com/marketminute.